This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
6:43, 17 till 7 on this Thursday morning. That's when we join, talk to Mike Strain, rather, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. How you doing, Mike Strain?
Man, I am doing excellent. We're getting ready to celebrate Memorial Day weekend. Everyone is getting ready. They're going to be barbecuing and telling everybody, don't forget, you can still get some nice crawfish and the shrimp are running. So you could have some a nice crawfish boil, and it's going to be a great weekend. I had a little bit of rain. It's a little moist. Temperature's not too bad. But, you know, we've already seen one heat stroke case at the veterinary hospital, you know, in the dog. So it's time. We have to be careful, because it is getting hot out there really quickly. But it's going to be a great weekend. We just can't wait.
Mark, Mike, you are a beloved veterinarian, so let me bring that up. When it comes to signs of heat stroke in animals, I was outside playing tennis with, not tennis, but hitting a tennis ball for Teddy yesterday, and he was getting it, and I had to stop him because he was getting all hot and, you know, tongue hanging out the side and the mouth and so forth. The dogs, sometimes they don't know when to stop, right?
No, they don't know, and that can be what can happen. They just get really excited. The other thing is if they're in a car, you know, you cannot leave them in a car with the windows rolled up. And sometimes I've even seen heat stroke in a moving vehicle when a light-skinned, light-haired dog is in the back, you know, of a vehicle, a pickup truck, and they're out in the field and it's moving, but it's hot and they're running back and forth in it. And I've seen them have a heat stroke in the back of the truck in motion. And the first thing you see, they'll be panting excessively. Then, you know, oftentimes they collapse, they can seizure, and they'll be drooling. But, you know, they're obviously in trouble. And if they start panting, they start getting hot, you know, you need to bring them in, get them in some cool air, make sure they have, you know, some nice, you know, fresh water. It doesn't have to be ice cold, but cool them down. You can also, you know, take some water and rub on their pads or on the belly, on the abdomen to help cool them down. And of course, you can always use, if you have rubbing alcohol, that works a little bit better. But signs of heat strokes, very similar, you know, in animals as in people. But it is an emergency, and you got to cool them down. And the other group of people that get heat stroke are generally, you know, human beings between the ages of 28 and 45. They're out there and they're pushing the limit. You know, older gentlemen like, and people like me and you, you know, we kind of know, look, I don't feel quite so good. I'm a little dizzy, or, you know, my mentation is not too good. Something's wrong. You know, I go inside. But younger people will push the envelope, and especially if they've been drinking alcohol. You need water. You don't need alcohol. And you can have that heat stroke can be very serious. And in any creature, humans, et cetera, the effects of a heat stroke can last a long time. And we're talking about days and sometimes months. And if it's severe, it can last for, you know, many months and maybe a year or two, because you can get some nerve damage from that.
I remember when I was about 30, I would take pride in running in the middle of a summer day on a levee, like 5 miles, and then I'd get home and see the dog lying in the shade looking at me like I was crazy, and I'm wondering, who's the smart one here? Dog knows knows enough to lay in the shade, and I'm out there running in the sun. Let's talk about hurricane season coming up and FEMA and preparation and so forth, Mike.
Yes. Well, you know, hurricane season starts June the 1st, so it's around the corner. And, of course, you know, when you look at the predictions for hurricane season, you know, FEMA, dealing with FEMA and the National Weather Service, and we're going to get the official prediction from NOAA, but they say we could have an above-average season, 17 named storms, 9 hurricanes, 4 major hurricanes, and that's the kicker, 4 major. Mm-hmm. But, look, we don't need any, but it's a strong possibility we could have one. And FEMA has publicly announced that they're not ready. They said we're 80 to 85% ready. I said, and, you know, June the 1st is right around the corner, and we're not really sure, you know, about what FEMA intends to do. There's been a lot of discussions, you know, about cutting FEMA back, a lot of discussions about FEMA just say, look, instead of us doing all this, we're going to send the money to the states. Well, we need to have a plan in order. We need to know where we're at because the hurricane's coming. And, you know, this needs to be dealt with ahead of time and not during the emergency, because the way it works, and Louisiana is a model for the rest of the United States and for the world when it comes to dealing with disasters and hurricanes. And, it's, you know, we're very good at it because we've had a lot of practice. And through the office, the governor's office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, which is called GOSEP, which I've been sitting at that table now almost 20 years, FEMA is in there with us, embedded with us, as with all the state agencies, you know, the National Guard, Sheriff's Association, State Police, everybody is there in that room. And then we have our second in commands on the outside in the larger room. But we deal with everything as it occurs and live, with, so there's no delays. And FEMA needs to stay there, be a part of that. And we need to work this out. The main thing is that everyone needs to know what to do, what their responsibilities are, so we can have some predictability when it comes to dealing with these disasters, because the situations must be dealt with in live time. We can't have a situation like we had with Hurricane Katrina, you know, where people are on the side of the road for 5 days with nobody knowing about them and nobody going to get them. It needs to be dealt with immediately. And if we need assets, we need it now: water, ice, MREs, additional, you know, federal assistance, fuel. You know, fuel is a big deal. And again, because we do expect at least 4 major hurricanes. So, and just statistically, 62% of all hurricanes that enter the Gulf of Mexico touch Louisiana.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
One way or the other.
And I know, you know, it was later in the year, but before people get stuck on a number of storms, I would remind them that Andrew, Betsy, Camille, ABC, the top three storms. You understand what I'm saying in terms of alphabet, and you don't have to go deep into the season. It only takes one. Let's talk about what's going on with the seafood industry and ask before you eat.
A lot of buzz about the seafood industry. You know, we're hearing more bills and more things going through the legislature. And the exciting thing now is that I think the Louisiana public is more awakened to ask before you eat, where does my seafood come from? We're really pushing to emphasize, to grow, and to really to rebuild our seafood, our domestic seafood industry. We're also, you know, Washington, D.C. is also, you know, the Trump administration is working saying, yes, we need to rebuild our domestic seafood industry. So there are a number of bills, and one by Representative Kerner, where we are streamlining, realigning the testing process that we have. And so, you know, with the seafood industry, a number of things that were in the Lieutenant Governor's office under the Seafood Safety Task Force, and I've been working with Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser jointly. You know, we're streamlining that because we've been working for the Lieutenant Governor's office, you know, doing the seafood testing by contract. And so that's moving over into our office, the Office of Weights and Measures, to be streamlined. But the way it works now, you know, in addition to looking at labeling on imported seafood, we're going to be doing testing of imported seafood and that sort of thing. So everybody knows what they're getting. And just also to make sure that it is safe as it can be, because on the federal side, on the Food Safety Modernization Act, the federal government's only 5% of where they said they would be as far as testing imported food products from around the world. They're only doing 5% of what they said they would be doing by now. So we're stepping up to the plate. But the biggest part is that we're going to be promoting seafood. You know, right now, shrimp season is underway. And so everyone, you know, really needs to be eating some shrimp. You know, and of course, crabs. When's the last time you had a hamper of nice crabs? And of course, crawfish, we're on the tail end of the season. A lot of really nice crawfish coming out of the basins right now. And the price, you can go to Rouse's. You can go to Rouse's right now and get, you know, some pretty nice crawfish for under $2 a pound live. Mm-hmm. They are very affordable right now. And, you know, so don't come back in July once. Man, I wish I had some crawfish, because you're going to have to wait till next year because they're seasonal. But they are right now, they are plentiful. And so people are having crawfish boils. And don't forget our friends in the seafood, of course, our oysters, our crabs, and our catfish. And because it is a huge part of our economy, we're trying to grow aquaculture, but we're also, you know, trying to just reestablish. When you think of Louisiana, I want you to think about our magnificent seafood. And, you know, if we all just eat a little bit, I know it's a hardship to eat more seafood. Oh, it's just, you know, just something we just got
to
do.
Somebody says to do it.
That's right. Think every day is Friday during Lent. And, of course, though, that will really make a big difference, because where we're at now in the shrimping industry, we have to rebuild the infrastructure. In other words, we have to get people back into the boats, back into the Gulf, and start that entire infrastructure, bringing in those shrimp so that we can bring in enough shrimp and have the infrastructure to be economically competitive with the imports. And we're going to do that by promoting our products. And, you know, really getting everybody back to, you know, having some shrimp etouffee and, you know, so boiling shrimp, frying shrimp, you know, just barbecuing shrimp and that sort of thing. So we're excited about that. The legislature is determined really to make this work. And I think we're going to be trying to do more advertising, get some advertising dollars, you know, to reawaken the public to that seafood treasure that we have. And eat more street seafood.
You just made the boss smile. Thank you, Mike Stray, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, 654, 6 till 7. Traffic now, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.